What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
The Bears absolutely need to get into the mix. Are they in the mix or are they being delusional about where things stand with their stadium? Paris Schutz is incredible. You may remember him from WTTW. He now works for Fox 32. He's been putting out all sorts of cool stuff on social media as well. He is live here in studio joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline, kind of. He's here in the room. You've been doing all sorts of work on this particular story. Update the score listener who's like, I feel like things are moving in the right direction. Are they?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, no, you know, to use the football analogy, it's 0 yards in a cloud of dust right now. I called the governor's office this week and I said, so have the Bears sat down with you and had a meeting in the last few months? And the spokesperson said no. So they came out with this announcement on Friday. We're solely focused on Arlington Heights. We're going to get this bill passed in Springfield to help us out with property taxes a little bit. And we can't do it until we get that. And then we're going to put shovels in the ground this year. But this is kind of what's been going on for 2 years here. A lot of proclamations in the media that, well, they're this close to getting these votes to get some help to build their stadium. And yet when I talk to lawmakers, they say, well, it's news to us because they haven't really lobbied us. They're not doing the things they need to do to make this palatable for us. You hear the governor, you hear legislative leaders going on TV saying, yeah, they're worth $8.5 billion. I don't want to give any taxpayer help to an organization that seems like it's doing just fine. So the notion that they're going to get something through in the fall session, and here's what your listeners need to know. They couldn't get that bill through in the regular session. Now the rules change in fall. You need a 3/5 majority. And so they're thinking, well, we didn't have the votes in the regular session. Somehow we're going to get like 16 more votes in the fall session and get this thing passed. It doesn't make any sense.
All right. So, Paris, you're clearing up some things here and a big picture is starting to come together. But just so people can kind of wrap their heads around it, on Friday they make this announcement and it's clear that Kevin Warren is staying doing his thing, which he says, we're making great progress. This is going to happen. This is what we need. Shovels in the ground before the end of the year. George is the one who says, we need to do a better job. He stayed on message with that, and he stayed on message with that even during the game.
He told the truth.
He said, we need to do a better job of getting Springfield to go along. But now you say they haven't done anything. Like, you're, as a veteran in this realm, if an entity, a corporate entity, a team or otherwise comes out and says, we're trying to get this done with legislators, it usually means they've started down that path.
Well, they've shifted their strategy over 2 years. Let's go back to all the missteps from the very beginning. Kevin Warren has been on the job, what, 2 years, 2+ years? And the McCaskies already have that plot in Arlington Heights. That's where they want to go. Kevin Warren comes in. And I believe him sincerely that he thought that the best move was to go to the city. So he befriended the mayor. He said, screw Arlington Heights. Let's try for something on the lakefront. Mistake number one, befriending Mayor Brandon Johnson, who's not politically popular, doesn't have any juice in Springfield. And they came out with that press conference saying, oh, by the way, also give us $2 billion in taxpayer money. Lawmakers came out right away saying, not going to happen. We don't have any appetite. Then what Kevin Warren was saying, I remember interviewing him at the Union League Club. He's like, well, they're worried about their elections right now. Of course, they're going to say that. But once the elections are done, they're going to come back and they're going to vote on this. No, that didn't happen. So they did change their strategy. They said, well, first of all, they started focusing solely on Arlington Heights when they realized Chicago wasn't going to happen, the strategy, instead of just give us $2 billion, is this bill where it says we want property tax certainty, which means instead of pay property taxes based on what the value of their building and the complex and the land is going to be, let's, before we build, strike a deal. Let's have the ability to strike a deal with Arlington Heights, the municipality, on what our property taxes are going to be. And I don't understand this bill either. So it's like, we go to Arlington Heights and we say, hey, by the way, we're going to pay $1 in property taxes. What are you going to do? You know, like, or else we'll just go somewhere else. So this does sound like, and State Rep Cam Buckner, who I know you've talked to, has said, yeah, it's a property tax break, and this could save them real money.
So you made the analogy. Tell people the analogy you made when you when we had talked about possibly coming on. You likened their political strategy to what?
Their political strategy is akin to former head coach Matt Eberflus's end of game strategy. It's just a bunch of people looking around on the sidelines, it sounds like. I'm just basing this on reporting, you know, and talking to people that by the way, are with the Bears organization and close to this. And there are people that have advised the Bears on how to do this. For instance, you know, don't come out and ask for $2 billion. The Cubs tried that, 10 years ago now, and they didn't get it. And so they found different things. They shut down Waveland and Sheffield. They got the sign. So they found different things to help them out. And the Bears needed to identify what that is. I will say there were opportunities, based on my own reporting, to get some taxpayer help. A, if they had come together with Jerry Reinsdorf, not on a building, but saying, we're going to build our own buildings, but on a financial benefit package. Can you extend the hotel tax for both of us? And we're going to be together on this. And, you know, and lawmakers would have perked up, because that's two big stadiums here, massive economic development projects. And that would have been an easier sell. But we know the Bears and the White Sox, you know, they did their own separate thing. Jerry Ryan, it was like a race to the bottom in terms of, you know, Jerry went down there with his leather jacket saying, build my whole stadium for me, as he did 30 years ago when he had Mike Madigan and Big Jim Thompson back then. He doesn't have that now. So that was mistake number one. Number two, the governor, and I can say this because he didn't say off the record, but we did an interview before the DNC a year ago. When the cameras stopped rolling, we started talking about the Bears. And he says, look, like, the thing about this is, like, if you build in an area that needs economic development, the state will help out. We build roads. We build infrastructure. We want to see something that, like Bronzeville. And you know full well, the Michael Reese Hospital site was talked about. The Bears insisted that it would just not be feasible there.
You look at what the Bulls are doing with the 1901 project.
Right.
There's going to be money for that
and
stuff.
And it's a community, Garfield Park, that needs development. This is a great thing. Public officials want that kind of thing. There's no community on the lakefront. You know, you're not developing or advantaging a community if you build on the lakefront. Hmm. So, and that's what Kevin Warren did in the Twin Cities, is that it did help a neighborhood develop. So they didn't think in terms of that.
I wonder, Paris, and we're talking with Paris Schutz of Fox 32, is there a miscalculation here on maybe Kevin coming in and being an outsider and not understanding not just how Chicago politics works, which is its own animal, but Illinois politics? Like, the constituencies are very different. And if you're trying to pitch someone from Decatur or Peoria or Champaign, it's a different pitch than it is the alderman from the city of Chicago. Did they have this right?
No, that's a great point, Lawrence. You're absolutely right. And that's the thing that they realized, I think, as this progressed, is that you've got, and this is what Cam Buckner told me, we've got 30 state representatives from Chicago, and you're asking them to vote to give money for the Bears to leave Chicago? So, you know, when you are asking for state money, you've got people in Chicago, you've got people in the burbs and downstate. You've got to make it palatable to all of them. And now the Bears, that's why their strategy has changed. So now, instead of money, they're saying, we want property tax certainty, not just for us, but for any big development like ours. So now they're trying to frame this in a sense of, this isn't just a giveaway to the Bears, it's to help all of Illinois. And that's exactly right. That's the game you have to play. It's a game of math, addition. You've got to get Chicago people on board, suburban people on board, downstate people on board, and show that you've got your ducks in a row. And so when your strategy is, hey, Mayor Johnson, be my new best friend, and also state, give me $2 billion to build on the lakefront, you're not playing that game.
There's only a handful of privately owned stadiums in the NFL. Like, most of these teams find a way to get state money.
Yeah.
And obviously that has changed. Kansas City just tried and didn't get it.
Right.
And so I'm trying to figure out Kevin Warren's arrogance in this way, somewhat based on success in Minnesota, somewhat based on the NFL's success and gravitas. And then what? The McCaskies not understanding how things actually are working these days? Yeah. Where's all this coming from?
Look at Kansas City's the best franchise in the NFL over the last decade with the best player in the NFL, and their voters said no to public funding out of stadium. So what makes you think that the voters here are going to be different? And I did have someone in the Bears organization tell me they wonder if Kevin Warren thinks that just by virtue of being the Bears and when the fall starts, they're going to see so much excitement on the field that lawmakers are going to say, oh, we got to help them because Caleb Williams is doing so great and everything's so great.
That's where I'm going.
That's where it sounds like what the strategy is.
Yeah.
And there are people in the Bears organization that wonder if that's what, and that's not a strategy, obviously.
But that's so McCaskey-esque, and it's so Bears-esque to think, as they have for decades, we've got them right where we want them.
Yeah.
Because we're the Bears and they love us. And if there's still some of that going on, that's not very constructive.
Well, then the governor said the other day, he doesn't think they have the leverage of saying, well, we're just going to leave Illinois then. You know, they're not going to leave the Chicago area, are they? I mean, they don't have that leverage that Jerry had to say, I'm going to go to Nashville or Tampa Bay.
Could they go to Northwest Indiana?
Maybe that would have been a good initial play, you know, like
the Ricketts had to do it. They threatened Rosemont.
And you could, you know, you could, yes, if you're thinking this out strategically, you could say, like, let's have Northwest Indiana in our back pocket to say, well, fine, you guys don't want the economic development in Illinois, we'll go to Northwest Indiana. Well, they can't do that now. I mean, no one would believe them.
And you spent $200 million on a parcel of land out in Arlington
yeah,
Heights.
Right.
So that's a problem, too. Paris, where can people see your latest stuff?
Oh, thanks. Thanks. I love you guys, and this is such a thrill to be here. I've listened to The Score my whole life. So Fox 32, Paris on Politics airs Monday, Wednesday, Thursday at 9:30 p.m. on Fox 32 or anywhere you get podcasts. So we're going to have Mark Gannis, who I know your listeners are familiar with. We're going to have him on tonight to kind of hash through all this. He's not happy, by the way. He's siding with the Bears and saying, like, his position is it's not that big of a giveaway to them, and it is the Bears, and at some point, you got to stop squeezing them. But as we talked about here, it is on the Bears to have a political strategy that's going to be a winner.
Can we see you play piano somewhere soon?
You can, Matt, as long as I can see you covering Bruce Springsteen or...
whatever it's been.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Davenport's? Where else?
I've got a band, and we've got an album that we're mixing right now, and so we're going to have an album release in a couple months.
Come on now.
Thanks, man.
We would like to be invited to that.
Yes.
Yes, you will be invited.
Yeah, I'd like to sing three songs.
Open for Tributosaurus?
There you go.
Okay.
Baby T, Tyler Ferengul would like to sing two songs.
There you go.
He's only got two in his repertoire. It's fine. Paris, thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you, guys. This is a thrill.